Hello and welcome back to Tani Talks Perkei Avos, the TTPA. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Perkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say here in Season 5 we're using the Svarno with the help and explanations of Rabbi Rafael Pelkovitz, keeping it a little more succinct this season. We're looking at Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet 1-4. Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Sereda, Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Kiblu Mehem. Yossi ben Yoezer, leader of Sereda, and Yossi ben Yochanan, leader of Yerushalayim. How nice is that? Two people come together from different areas, different outlooks, different backgrounds, different locations, yet they come together. How nice an idea for bringing peace among the divisiveness and craziness that we see nowadays, especially in the country. So these two leaders come together and they receive the tradition from those before them. Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Sereda Omer. Yossi ben Yoezer, leader of Sereda, says, Yehi beitcha beis va'ad lachachamim. Let your residence be in the meeting place of sages. Let your house be where sages meet, otherwise known as let your house be a place for Torah lectures, for Torah functions, for shiurim, for get-togethers, for tzedakah gatherings, for raising money, only for good things it should be. For Torah aspects, for shir aspects, for chesed aspects, tzedakah aspects, mitzvah aspects, your home should be one where these functions are held, or some aspect can be where mitzvahs are accomplished, such as these. V'havi mis'abik ba'afa raglehem. Follow in the dust of the feet of the sages. Follow them around. Really learn from them in all aspects, in all situations, in all circumstances of life. And drink, really drink thirstily their words. Drink in their words with a real thirst for what they say. So many people follow so many people as quote-unquote influences on Instagram and pinned things on Pinterest and outward people on Facebook and WhatsApp. Are these really people that are influencing you? So you like Shanaynay's style of shirt? Is that really an influencer? Yeah, you like Shaniqua's music style. Yeah, you like how Moses arranges his feng shui of his home. Is that really an influencer to follow? Is that really a person to be involved in? Yeah, Charles had such a cool TikTok. Is that really the video to be watching, to be influenced, to be helped? Why don't you listen to a shiur, listen to a podcast, read a book, read and follow into a lecture of someone who actually can help you change your life for the better. Somebody who can actually help you for the better. I'm not talking about myself, although I'd love many people to listen. There's so many people out there, real sages, not myself, real sages, real people that you could really follow their words thirstily, follow their lectures, follow their videos. There's so many wonderful things. I think of Rabbi Seltzer and his wonderful books, and he has a movie, such a good movie, but with Torah values. People that have, you know, daily dose minutes or meaningful minutes, or people who have videos you could follow, or snippets you could follow. Why be on TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook for Narishkeit, for non-Jewish people that are quote-unquote influencing you, probably with not good ideals, values, or morals in any stance? They could be atheists, they could be fully against Judaism, not good people to follow. Why not follow the right people, the sages? And why not have the right people in your home, the right influences in your home? Not just to have sages meeting and greeting and having functions in your home, but what is actually found in your home? What is your home consisting of? What type of sagely Jewish presence are in your home? I think about the library we have in our basement. And I think about how we have so many Jewish novels and how we have so many different Jewish aspects and Sfarim there. And in our own home, we have Jewish books and Jewish novels also in the living room. And who are the influences we have? What are the influences we have? What is involved in our home? What type of music do we play? Jewish music with a spin that they cover non-Jewish songs, but Jewish artists and Jewish singers. What kind of books do we have around? What kind of influences do we have around? Are we watching TikToks and looking at Instagrams and Pinterests and WhatsApp and TikTok and Facebook. What are we even looking at? What are we involved in? The Mishnah teaches us we need to have our house open to the right influences, open and hosting the right people, the right influences, the right outlook. With the books we read, the music we listen to what we see and what we watch on our own shows, on our own TV, and what kind of functions we have in our house. Ah, so you hosted a bridal shower for your friend. That's amazing. Wonderful. But what did you do for a Torah purpose, for a lecture purpose, for a shiur purpose? Did you ever host a shalshutas for the community? Did you ever have a shidduch meeting in your house? Did you ever have a shiur or this or that in your home? Make your home open to the chachamim, open to the Jewish influences. The Sforno points out that the Mishnah says these two sages received the Torah from Shimon the Righteous and from Antigonus. The meeting place of sages is the expression. Let your residence be in means spend most of your time there. In other words, you should spend most of your time in a place that is a meeting place of scholars, like the base metro setting. Following their dust, the statement following the dust of their feet is to be understood to mean, even when you are away from the study halls and meeting places, you should still pursue the wise men and associate with them. Similar to the practice of Elisha, of whom it was written, Vayakom Vayelach Acharei Eliyahu. He arose and went after Elijah, one of my favorite characters in all of Tanakh, Eliyahu Hanavi. And that's from Malachim Aleph. Drink in their words thirstily. The statement, drink in all their words thirstily, teaches us to pay attention even to their mundane conversation. As our sages say, the mundane conversation of Torah scholars is worthy of study from Gemara Sukkah. And that's why they say that the seemingly mundane conversations of the patriarchs was even more beloved to Hashem than even laws and customs that we learn out from the Torah. Why? Because Eliezer, when he went to get a wife for Yitzchak, the whole story is repeated twice. Avram tells Eliezer what to do. Eliezer goes, and then Eliezer repeats the entire story to Rivka's family, and the Torah repeats it. The Torah is so sparing of words sometimes. It's so difficult to learn out halachas from a crown, from a letter, from a pasuk, but here a whole story is repeated. Why? Because the conversations, the interactions, the life of the patriarchs are so beloved to Hashem and should be so beloved to us that we need to learn from it, drink it in, thirstily gain it into our lives. The Sforno digresses from conventional interpretation of the Mishnah. Rather than running the first clause, let your house be a meeting place for sages, let your residence be in the meeting place of sages, he says, in the house of study, meaning spend the majority of your time there. Like David says, Acha shalti me'yit Hashem oso oso avake shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayoi lachsos benayam benayam Hashem levake. So David says, one thing I ask of Hashem that I seek, that I dwell in the house of Hashem all my life, all in the days of my life. Of course, that comes from Tehillim. So even though we could interpret it to be that our house should be a meeting place for Torah, mitzvos, and chesed, also our residence should be in a place where sages meet, like the base medrash. Fall in the dust of their feet, rather than rendering the second clause, sit in the dust of their feet, meaning to listen to their teachings, he interprets it to mean that the devoted, sincere disciple should follow his teacher, and all scholars, wherever they may be found, so as to constantly be in their company. Drink in their words thirstily. As far as the statement, drink in their word thirstily, their words to mean not their formal words of Torah, but their informal, seemingly ordinary speech. It should not be treated lightly, for one can learn wisdom even from their divrei chol, even from their mundane words. As the Talmud states in Sukkah, cited in the commentary. So be involved in the sages. Follow the sages. Have sages be your real role models. That's why would someone collect baseball cards? They should collect Torah cards. I remember growing up, Torah cards were one of my favorite things to get. And I actually reached out, believe it or not, to the founder of Torah cards last year for Hanukkah. I met him on the phone, basically, and he sent me some cards for my kids. Obviously, they were too young for it. Unfortunately, they were lost. But we could always get more. But it's a wonderful thing, the Torah cards. Collect Torah cards, and there are Gedolim cards, and there are Jewish cards to collect. There's a Yiddish company, I forget the name of it offhand, but they do the same thing where you collect cards for kids, and it has like different pictures and different aspects. Real good things. So instead of collecting baseball cards, they don't even do that nowadays, but in the olden days, or instead of collecting Lahavda Pokemon cards and Yu-Gi-Oh cards like when I was growing up, why don't you collect cards that actually make sense for Yiddishkeit, for Torah Judaism, a Torah card? Look up the company. The Torah cards is a wonderful, wonderful concept about aspects found throughout Tanakh or the Gedolim cards. Really good things to collect. Really good things to really be involved in the sages and have the Torah aspect, all aspects of your life. Join us next time as we talk about letting the poor be involved in your house here on the TTPA, Tani Talks Perkei Avos, and I'm your host, Tani.